Welcome to the Highway Church Podcast. We pray that this message inspires you today.
Easter Sunday. You know, there was an old tradition we used to say 30 years ago, and I would say, "He has risen." And what would you guys say? So I say, "He has risen," and you say?
"He is risen indeed."
Oh, you can say it a bit louder. He has risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's right, that's right. We're proclaiming that, we're speaking to ourselves that he is alive and active in our lives. So today I pray that you have an encounter with God. I pray you've had an encounter with God. Just like those ladies had. Today is Freedom Day. Freedom Day for us. For all those, movie nerds. This is our Freedom Day. Our Independence Day. This is a day when all the promises are fulfilled. Jesus just isn't Jesus. He's the Messiah. He's the promised one. And he's came not to set his people free, but the whole world free if we would come to him. You know, this time of the year, which we call Easter, which, and I like this thought, was what did not come from a Christian tradition. It came from a pagan tradition. This word called Easter, is it Eastio? And it was one where the pagans used to offer sacrifices. And I love that the church can take something that's pagan and something that's broken and turn into something that's beautiful. And this Easter that was meant to be a pagan tradition now has been taken over by the church and is now a sign of resurrection life. You know, this we might say Happy Easter, and maybe we're saying things a bit wrong. Maybe it should be Welcome to Resurrection Sunday. Yeah. Welcome to Resurrection Sunday. You know, and if you know the tradition, I think most people here are pretty well churched, are they? Maybe not. Maybe not. You know, this celebration we have where Jesus came and died for us was a tradition that the Jewish nation had for many, many, many years. And they celebrated Passover at the time, where it was the sign where the nation were held in slavery and Jesus came, through miraculous signs and wonders, they were set free from their slavery. And they had to put a sacrifice on the doorposts and lintels of the buildings. So at one stage, the angel of death would pass them, and no one would be hurt in their families. And this tradition went down through the generations until Jesus. And then Jesus turns up and he says, "I am the spotless lamb." He says, "All those traditions you had were just traditions. I am the spotless lamb." And what's more is the Bible predicts this spotless lamb from the very first or very third chapter in the Bible. How this man was going to come and set the people free, and Jesus comes and fulfills all the prophecies of the generation after generation after generation, where they've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Jesus turns up on the scene. Hope is restored. We see him on Friday, Easter Friday, where all hope is lost. He's come and he said he's the Messiah, and they watch him being scourged, beaten to a pulp. They watch him getting put on a cross and all his blood draining out, and he's dead on the cross. And they lose all their hope. But even through that, there's a light in the darkness, because there's an earthquake. Tombs were opened. People were raised from the dead. The veil of the temple was split in two, as Claire said on Friday, from top to bottom, not from bottom to top. So it was like God was reaching down from heaven and ripping it open, just letting his spirit out for all the whole world to see. And the authorities were so scared that they put Jesus, when Jesus was put in a tomb, they said that that's not good enough. We've got to roll a big rock in front of the tomb. We've got to put a seal on it to make sure no one steals his body, because he prophesied that he was going to rise on the third day. And we want to make sure that that this does not happen. So we're going to lock him in a tomb. We're going to put a big rock in front of him. We're going to put soldiers in front just to make sure no one can steal the body. Oh, and then Easter Sunday comes. Resurrection Sunday comes. And everything that man tried to do to hold this man down could not happen. Everything that devil tried to do to hold this man down could not happen. Because you know he's the Son of God, but he is also fully man. And because he was risen from the dead, his mortal body was raised from the dead. That means our mortal bodies one day will be raised from the dead. Yeah? Are you excited? You know, this when we accept Jesus as our Savior, it means all of a sudden our years are not numbered by 70 any longer. They're numbered by I don't know how many millions any longer as we live with Jesus forever. We try and reason this with our brains, and sometimes we reason so much we lose our emotions. I was sitting down there today and I was saying, God, will you break off my religiosity? I just want to have a personal relationship with you. You know, I don't know what you're like, but I love studying the Word. I love finding out the truths of the Word. But can we just keep that personal relationship? Be like those girls that ran towards the tomb because they just had to see Jesus. They had to see him. So Sunday comes. And what would happen if I died on Friday in the hospital? And we've got doctors here, we've got nurses here. And Fernandi had pronounced me dead. Put me in, where do you put the bodies when they die? The morgue. And I'd been lying in that morgue from Friday till this morning. And Renundi goes there because she has to check the body. And so she opens up that drawer and I'm not there. What would she think? And what's worse is she because she's so panicked, she decides, I got to get to church because there's something amazing going on. And she turns up here and I'm standing in the front of church. And nobody else knows this story, but Renundi starts saying, you were dead and now you're alive. What would be going on in her mind? What would be going on in these ladies' minds? What would be going on in our minds this morning? The reality of what happened on this day in Easter. This was a man who died and was risen. Oh, dear. This rock that was supposed to keep Jesus down has become the doorway to freedom. For all of us. And because it's still a way to freedom, you know, should we be just throwing those seeds out? Accept the freedom that is ours. No more excuses. You know, we've all come from various different backgrounds and life has done some really tough stuff to us. But can we just lay it down at the cross? Put it in that tomb. And maybe you need to put it in that tomb and maybe you need to roll that stone back across the tomb and say, God, I'm just giving it to you, and then step out in a new life. I want to take a reading this morning. It's from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. And it says, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake. Second earthquake of the weekend. For the angel of the Lord had come down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. You know there's angels around us this morning, don't you? And his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. These were Roman soldiers. They'd probably seen many people dead. They'd probably killed many people. Seen lots of things, terrible things. And here they are like dead men. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and he is going to you to Galilee, into Galilee. There you will see him, now I've told you. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Imagine their faces. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and go to Galilee. There they will see me. Oh, may we never just, may we sit at the foot of the cross, but also may we have eyes for the generations around us. The ones who haven't had that opportunity yet to meet our Saviour. A lost world out there who need the love of Jesus. Who need the love of Jesus. I've got a few quick bullet points I'd like to say this morning. The empty tomb. Jesus' victory over death was complete and is complete. There is no one there in that tomb any longer. And in Jesus' eyes, the things that held us back, he does not see that thing any longer. It is gone. Oh, goodness me. I don't know what your faith is like, but I've seen it over and over and over again where God's love interacts with people's lives and they are changed. They are just changed. And I pray that the love, you never lose the need for God's love. You never lose it. May we all just take that step of faith, just like those ladies did when they're heading towards the tomb. Start sowing seeds of faith in our lives. Faith for our bodies, faith for our mind, faith for our family, faith for our finances, faith for our health, faith for our neighbours and our friends and our workmates. Oh, may we run to the tomb, not just sit at home in front of our TV and our Xbox and whatever we might do, but may we run to the tomb. First thing we do when things are going wrong, run to the tomb, run to Jesus. Because God has got Sunday coming. He's got Sunday coming for your lives. I believe it. I've seen it. I've experienced it. In those dark hours, Sunday is coming. And Sunday is coming. And what happens on Sunday? Resurrection life. Those things that have been put to death in your life can be resurrected and made alive again. Because when you get to the tomb, what is at the tomb? An angelic presence. Whew. Wouldn't that be exciting? Do you know when you're at home and you're praying for your friends and your neighbors and laying down your heart, there's actually an angelic presence there? We might not be aware of it, but they're listening to our prayers. Listening to what goes on. The angel's always there. But I love the thought in this moment where the spiritual realm and the physical realm interact, and also and all of a sudden the angels are evident and they can see the angels. And if you know what angels are like, when people see angels in the Bible, they get really scared because they carry the presence of God and they're so powerful. When you pray your prayers, there is an angel sitting there ready to run with your prayers. And he's not just an angel there flying on little wings with a harp ready to pull it. The angels I know about are powerful. And you can trust them. And then in verse 9 it says, suddenly Jesus met them. That is a promise for us, everybody. Jesus is going to meet you. He's going to meet you wherever you are. Victory is complete. Death is gone. Can we run that over our lives? Victory is complete. Death is gone. Are we going to step into the victory that he has for us? Even the ones that doubted, some of them had to put their fingers in his hands and his feet just to make sure it was him. And if you don't think it was real, you know, on that day I think 5 saw him, but over 500 saw him before he was ascended to heaven. So it is truth. And what does he say to them? The angels gave, in verse 7, the angels gave the two a great commission to go and tell the others. To go and shake them out of their misery. To let them know that their Savior is alive. Oh, may that be us. When you're talking to people sometimes, do you know when you can feel the presence of God on you and you can, in the situation? and you're just waiting for that God moment where they're going to say something and you know you can see that God's going to answer their prayers. If you have that moment when you're in your workplace and you pray for your workmate and he gets healed, all of a sudden this situation changes that I don't know what this God is, but I know he did something in me. And because he did something in me, there's something going on, and I don't know what it is. Verse 9, what did they do? They fell at his feet. They worshipped him. Resurrection Sunday for us is a sign of freedom, but it's a freedom to walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a freedom to follow Jesus, not to just do what we want. It's a freedom to allow him to speak into our lives so that we can speak into others, so he can speak to our lives and direct us about where we should go, and it's living this intimate relationship with our Savior. Yeah. See, demons believe in Jesus, but they don't follow him. So if we believe in Jesus, what should we do? Follow him. Yeah. See, Jesus didn't die a martyr just for a cause. He was never in the wrong. He was not in the place at the wrong time. He was never at the mercy of anyone. He lived, died, and was buried because he allowed it to happen. He was always in control. So can't we trust him with our lives? He has never been out of control. So when we give our lives to him, we can trust him that he's going to do the right thing by us. Always in control. For it says in John 10:18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down, this is his life, of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up. This charge I've received from my Father. See, we've got an enemy. And this is our lead senior pastor's favorite verses, John 10:10. The thief comes to only to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come to give them life and life abundantly. You know, we've got a choice. We can choose to live in rejection, hurt, and fear, or we can choose to live in the abundant life. Can we make a choice this morning? We're going to step and we're going to run with God. See, Jesus came and he came and he did all these amazing things. But in John 3:16, 17, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but the world might be saved through him. Jesus did not just come just to be right. The reason he came was to show love to us. And everything he did was out of that flow of love. Every single thing he did. So today, one of the cries I have for you is just to tell you that Jesus loves you. Everything that goes on, you've got to believe he loves you. He wants the best for you. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Did you feel that as I was worshiping, did you feel the love in the room? This sounds like peace, baby. It's for all those old people. We're not going back to flower children. But he loves you. He does. Yeah, we don't have to take drugs to step in. He just loves you. He just loves you. This resurrection power does many things. First one, it overcomes despair. That rate was rolled away and it's still being rolled away from all our despair, all our pain, all our shame. It's a symbol of victory, that death is overcome. Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your sting? It gives us a second chance, a new dawn of faith. You know, Christianity is born in this moment. A second chance for all the Jews at that time. You know, they'd be living by their traditions, having to make sacrifices, having to go and pray at this time, having to do this, having to do that, having to do the other, living under rules and regulations and laws that held them captive. And now they get a second chance to live in freedom. Freedom. I don't know what you're doing to try and earn God's love today. You don't have to do anything. Just give him your life. Just sit and just rest in him. Allow him to do his good work in your life. He's giving you a second chance. He's giving you a get out of jail free card here this morning. He's resurrecting dreams. All hope was lost and now it's restored. He's giving you the promise of eternal life. Oh, that's an amazing thought. This gives us the chance to recognize who Jesus really is. He's not just someone in this book that's full of rules and regulations. This book is when you, the more you study it, the more you realize it's a book of love. It's a book where God is trying to express himself. You know, when he walked in that garden and we made the choice to step away in the very beginning, this book is a story of reconciliation back to the Father, the whole book. And I love it at the end in the Revelation when you read the last few chapters where we're reconciled back to him, back to the very beginning. And this book is just a story of love. Will you enter into the story? Because this is a story of testimonies of people just like you and me. If your life was going to be written down in this book, what would it say? What would it say? It doesn't have to be perfect, because I tell you, the people in this Bible are not perfect. Oh, but I tell you what, they had an appointments with God and they love God. Tells you people who didn't, of course, as well. It's a very, very open book, but it's a book of love. It's a complete book. Just as like this day was complete. Oh, death, where is your sting? Because it's Resurrection Sunday. Yeah. Resurrection Sunday. Everything is conquered. Yeah. All powers, all principalities. Can you imagine Saturday night? Nicodemus is going to the tomb because it's Sabbath, so it's 6 o'clock. He probably is going to the tomb to wrap Jesus up with some more spices in this mortal body. He's trying to get to the tomb. But we all know that Jesus wasn't there because he had gone to the enemy. And they're probably dancing around thinking, we have won. We've got the final victory. All is accomplished here. We've beaten Jesus once and for all. And then all of a sudden he turns up. Oh, can you imagine the Yahoo of the angels? Jesus turns up and says, I've stolen the keys of death and hell, and now I'm taking them off you because you have no authority any longer. And it wasn't just as happened in the spiritual, because in the spiritual realm this was happening. Nobody knew what was going on. And on Sunday morning we see what happened because of that spiritual realm, and Jesus takes his authority, his rightful place. He rises from the dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is exciting. Huge promise for us. Claire spoke on Friday about the robbers either side of Jesus. This morning, Jesus is here right now. One robber rejected him, one accepted him. And what did he say? On this day, I will see you in paradise. See, Luke 23:43 says, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. What a promise for us, that one day we're going to be with him in paradise. We were just going to step through the doorway from this life into eternal life, and our life is going to carry on, except we're going to be with Jesus. John 19:30, Jesus speaks, and he said, it is finished. It is finished. Sin with doubt with, the price was paid. We are positioned as sons and daughters of Christ, and we are free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, you are free. Not because of what you've done today. Not because of the life you lived. It's just because of Jesus. Nothing else. Nothing else. Oh, if we had extra hours in our service, I'd love to just worship him some more. You know, I don't know what your walk with God is like. Oh, but when you get those moments where he's close, You live for those moments. You live for those moments where you get to do the intimate time with our Saviour. I yearn for those moments when the Holy Spirit turns up and He does amazing things. I love those moments too. I love it when I see bodies healed. I love it when I see the Holy Spirit poured out, but I love it when I'm in my room at night and it's quiet and I have that intimate moment where I know it's just me and Him. This is Sunday. This is our Freedom Day. There is nobody there any longer in that tomb. So why would we wait in our tombs? It's time to get up. It's time to go and find Him. To worship at His feet. To honor Him. We are just so lucky to be able to come here. To do church with each other. That my family is not just my physical family, but you're actually my family now. You know, in Jesus, we're sons, brothers, some of us are fathers in the faith, but we're all joined together and knitted together through Jesus by what He did on the cross. So I don't know where you're all at this morning. I don't know if you need to come to that cross again. I don't know if you need to experience the tomb again where everything's mixed up and it doesn't make any sense, but I just want to come to the tomb and meet with you because that's where I need to be. I don't know how you've all been living your lives. Only Jesus knows that. God knows that. But one thing I do know, He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And He wants what's best for you. Can we all stand? This is Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, it is.
This is a day where we can celebrate and yahoo and shout and scream,
yes.
Celebrate who He is. But it's also the day where maybe some of us need to fall at His feet yet again.
Yeah.
To say, You gave up everything, so I'm willing to give You all of me. And I said, I don't know where you're all at. Maybe someone says, I've given you 90%, but maybe there's 10% that I know I'm holding on to that I don't want to give you. Maybe you just need to give them that this morning. That part, that part of your life that you don't want to show anybody, well, now it's time to show Jesus. Maybe there's some people here who don't even know our Saviour at all. I'd love to have the opportunity to introduce you to our Saviour. So you're going to walk in a personal relationship with Him and freedom and liberty for the rest of your life if you keep laying down your life before Him. And what we do in our tradition is we get everyone to close your eyes so no one gets ashamed. And we say, if that's you, well then, hey, I'd love you to raise your hand because I'm going to pray a prayer. I'm going to pray a prayer that God's going to intersect your life. There's going to be a joining in this moment where something is going to happen in your life. And I'm going to make a choice from this moment on to walk with you as best I possibly can. I'm going to fail every now and then, but I'm going to do my best to walk with you. Is there anybody here that wants to do that? Anybody here at all? Anybody here that just wants to lay down some stuff? Thank you. Anybody here at all? Thank you. Well, do you know what? If we're all saved, if we're still all, we're running for God as best we possibly can, we should be shouting and yahooing and hanging off the top of this roof because of what He has done for us. Can I say this to some of you? You don't have to hide. You don't have to hide. Jesus has the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer. We're going to go through the rest of our service. I pray. I just pray that this Sunday you would stop and reflect on God even throughout the day. reflect on what he's done, because we're going to go up with praise this morning, aren't we? Definitely. There's a few other things we've got to do before we finish, but I just want to pray for you all. Is that okay? Lord, I pray, me included, Lord, I pray for us all. Oh Lord, I ask, Lord, the reality of this day might be so evident in our lives. God, I thank you that you died on the cross for us, for all of humanity, Lord. But I thank you more that you rose from the dead, because when you rose from the dead, Lord, it gave us hope. It gave us hope, Lord God, that you're going to come and you can do whatever you said. What you said is going to happen, Lord. What you said and the promises in your word for us, Lord, are true and amen, Lord. God, Lord, I pray for your anointing upon every one of us. I pray for your hand upon every one of us. I pray, Lord God, that as we go through the rest of this day and this week, Lord, I pray that the God awareness of you walking with us would be there, Lord. That would be like those women who met you at the tomb, Lord, as they're walking away. They had to come to your feet. They had to worship you. Let that be our experience this week, Lord, I pray. Oh God, I pray, Holy Spirit, and we ask, Lord, for your presence in this room, Lord, even now, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, Lord, you would come and dwell amongst each and every one of us, Lord. That God, Lord, your death would not be for nothing, Lord, but we would count it worthy to live lives of sacrifice for you, Lord God, Lord. I pray from this moment on, in Jesus' name, amen.
We hoped you loved that message. If you want any more information about us, head to highway.com.au.